Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today's podcast is called Suffering, the Gateway to Glory. The first coming of Jesus set off a firestorm of suffering. God himself arrived on planet Earth in the form of a baby to initiate a direct frontal assault against the kingdom of darkness. Although very few people understood the scope and significance of Jesus' birth, Satan did, and that malevolent being responded, as always, with a vengeance. God used subterfuge to place his son undetected in the middle of a war zone. The evil powers arrayed against God's kingdom were not about to give safe passage to the promised Messiah, who was a direct threat to their rule. According to prophecy, God used an apparently insignificant young virgin to bring his son, the eternal Logos, or Word, who became a human, into the world. He used a Roman census to bring Mary and Joseph to the prophesied birthplace of Bethlehem. Everything was done in keeping with God's previous plan. Jesus was born without notice or fanfare in a humble stable. Only Mary and Joseph, the angels, and some shepherds knew what happened, and even they had only a glimmer of understanding. Whereas the Jewish leaders were oblivious to his arrival, foreign dignitaries called Magi knew about him, came to worship him, and honored him by giving their treasures to him as an expression of their faith and devotion. God always has those to whom he reveals his activities. As soon as the evil powers discovered what happened, vicious retaliation erupted. After Herod ascertained the approximate time of Messiah's birth from the Magi, he dispatched soldiers to put to death every male child 2 years old and younger who lived in the vicinity of Bethlehem, thinking he would rid himself of this threat to his power. Innocent children died because Jesus was born. Everyone who was touched personally by the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus suffered as a consequence. Warfare always brings suffering. Why should we expect anything different in the epic struggle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness that still rages? Mary, the mother God selected for his son, suffered through being misunderstood and misjudged. She was considered to be an immoral woman by her future husband and her neighbors. Joseph probably heard jokes or insults regarding the bastard son conceived by the woman who apparently stepped out on him. Jesus knew what it meant to be considered illegitimate. The mothers of the children slain by Herod felt the agony and grief of bereavement because Jesus came to planet Earth. Mary was told that a sword would pierce her heart on account of her son. She must have recounted that prophecy as she watched Jesus die on the cross. The disciples all suffered on account of their association with Jesus and their fearless preaching of the gospel. Paul, in particular, was informed from the start of the things that he must suffer for the sake of God's kingdom. Do you suppose Jesus ever felt pangs of guilt because so many had to suffer on account of him? Jesus was unapologetic to his followers, telling them that following him put them on a collision course with suffering. Jesus warned his followers that they would have tribulation, but to fear not. Paul told his disciples that through much tribulation they would enter the kingdom of God. Where the kingdom is advancing, there is always warfare. Today, it is good to remind us that those serving our Lord will always pay a cost. Let us take stock of our own journey with the Lord. Have we paid any price at all? Is there any sign that we're involved in the warfare that is always associated with the advance of God's kingdom? If not, let us wonder why and consider the words of Paul. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12, the New Living Translation. Jesus knows that those who choose to follow him will suffer, but he's not embarrassed by this, nor does he feel guilty, because suffering is the threshold through which we enter God's glory. Luke 24, verses 25 through 27 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?' And then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself." That's from the New Living Translation. Likewise, John 16:33 says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." New Living Translation. Modern-day Western believers have been insulated from suffering to a large degree. Today, we must prepare for the persecution that looms on the horizon. In America, consumer Christians have been taught that Jesus wants to give us everything we want. But what will happen if the Lord suddenly requires us to give him everything we have, up to and including our very lives? Paul's words to the church in Thessalonica are true for us today. "But you know that we are destined for such troubles. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would come soon, and they did, as you well know." 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 3 and 4 from the New Living Translation. When persecution and suffering engulf the Western Church, it will mean that Satan is being threatened by the advance of God's kingdom. He will respond the only way he knows, by killing, stealing, and destroying. We will trust God to give us the strength to endure, knowing that Jesus suffered too, and that suffering is the gateway to glory. As Paul wrote so long ago in Romans 8:17, the New Living Translation, "And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering."